well-known known companions. He lived to be over 100 years old, and he said, "And I'm waiting for the last one, that Allah forgive my sins. I hope for that in the hereafter as well." So the Prophet ﷺ comes to Medina, and Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, being again a maternal aunt of the Prophet ﷺ as well, through nursing, Sulaym has a home that is right next to the hujurat of the Prophet ﷺ. And as Anas radiallahu anhu says, the Prophet ﷺ did not used to enter a home the way that he would enter the home of Sulaym and Abu Talha, his stepfather, and he would stay there many times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would pray in that house. He would host in that house, then he would be a guest in that house. He would care for the orphans in that house. And he was always coming around. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would wake up in the morning, go straight to the door of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and let's start our day. His entire next 10 years is going to revolve around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of the scholars say one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua for him, for Allah to increase him in things of this world as well as the hereafter, is that a person might think that if I'm gifting my son this way to the service of the deen, you know, what opportunities is he missing out on? And the answer is absolutely nothing. He's not missing out on anything. He has the greatest opportunity of all. For 10 years afterwards, every single day of his started off with being at the side of the Prophet ﷺ and ended with him leaving the Prophet ﷺ in his home. Every single day, he comes out of his door, he's right at the door of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's ready to serve him and to be with him. If you want to know the greatness of a man, you look at the testimony of those that are closest to him. If you want to know the greatness of a woman, you look at the testimony of those that are closest to her. If there was anyone that would have been susceptible to exploitation and harm, it would have been Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, right? Because he's an orphan. Technically, his father passed away, and his mother said, "He's here to serve you." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I have never seen a man, ahsana khuluqa, who had more beautiful character than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala khadamtuhu 10 sinin. I served him for 10 years. Fama darabani, wala sabbani, wala abasa fi wajhi." He said, "He never hit me. He never cursed me. He never said any bad words to me." He said, "He never even frowned in my face." Subhanallah. He never even frowned in my face. He never even gave me a look of dissatisfaction or disapproval. And there's the most famous story of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, by Allah, he had the best akhlaq of people. He had the best character of people. And he said, there was this one time he sent me on an errand. He asked me to go do something for him. And this is the most famous narration of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, and while I was on my way, there were some other kids there. So I started playing with some other kids. So on the way to carry out the errand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like other little kids, I got distracted. Allah knows what they were playing with. Back then, they didn't have Nintendo Switch or anything like that. They had pigeons. They would play with pigeons. All right? But the point is that I was running around with a bunch of kids. I was playing and I forgot to go do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me to do. So he said, then suddenly, the Prophet ﷺ, I saw him come and sit, you know, just start watching me. And I was like, uh-oh. But he said, نَظَرْتُ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ. I looked at him, and he was laughing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, يَا أُنَيْس, little Anas, أَذَهَبْتَ حَيْثُ أَمَرْتُكُ. Did you go to where I asked you to go? قَالَ قُلْتُ نَعَمْ أَنَا أَذْهَبُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, yes, I'm on my way, O Messenger of Allah. See, he didn't say no. See, kids are kids, right? He didn't say, no, I didn't do it, Ya Rasulullah. He said, yeah, I'm still going. You know, I'm on my way. Just got, you know, paused for a bit of a detour here to play with the kids. That was the one time that he said that the Prophet ﷺ, that was his way of admonishing me after what I had done. It makes it very hard for us parents, right? Every time you read that narration, you're like, patience, 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 patience. This isn't even his own son. Look how he's treating him. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in another narration, he says, I served him for 10 years. مَا عَلِمْتُهُ قَالَ لِي شَيْءٍ صَنَعْتُهُ لِمَا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا أَوْ لِي شَيْءٍ تَرَكْتُهُ هَلَّا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. 10 years, I never heard him say, why did you do this or that, or why didn't you do this or that? He never admonished me. He was never harsh with me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his entire His narrations about the Prophet ﷺ all sort of surround this similar theme. He didn't participate in the Battle of Badr. Why? What's the common sense answer? He was too young. Too young to participate in the Battle of Badr. Too young to participate in Uhud. He actually narrates, as we said, about his famous uncle, Anas ibn Nadr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after whom he was named in the Battle of Uhud. But he himself was unable to participate because of his age. But he did participate in Bay'atul Ridwan, in the pledge of the companions under the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is pleased with those who took their pledge with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he never got to participate in any battle in any significant way in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His incidents with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all revolve being with him and giving us an up-close view of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you go through these narrations, you start to realize how much would be missing. It's sort of like when you think about Aisha radiallahu anha in the house. Anas radiallahu anhu, from the moment that he left the house sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the visits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the journeys of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of those things primarily are narrated by Anas. So the house life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is primarily narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. The social life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is primarily narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, because he's the only person who was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day.